Unions don't represent as many workers as they used to, and we're increasingly ignorant of labor history, though it includes some of the most fascinating episodes in Michigan's glorious past. But for those who do care, one of the great unsolved Michigan mysteries is the attempted assassination of Walter Reuther, the legendary leader of the United Auto Workers Union. Reuther barely survived a shotgun blast through his kitchen window one spring night in 1948. His brother and fellow union leader Victor got a blast of his own a year later and lost an eye. Bob Morris, who worked in state government for more than 30 years, has more reason to be curious than most. His father, Ken Morris, was also an early member of the UAW, who worked side by side with giants like Reuther and Emil Mazie. Ken Morris started his career at the old Briggs Manufacturing Company, one of the worst places to work in Detroit. One night, 2 years before Walter Reuther was shot, Morris was savagely beaten and left for dead. None of these crimes was ever solved. But now his son has completed a fascinating book on his father and the early history of the Auto Workers Union. Built in Detroit, a story of the UAW, a company, and a gangster strongly hints at the culprit in each case. Disgruntled and corrupt union and management officials working with a maverick gangster named Santo Peron. There's no question that Peron was a frighteningly despicable creature, described by one police detective as an extortion artist who'd gotten rich on fear. In the end, other mobsters regarded Peron as so out of control, they evidently blew him up. In his book, Morris doesn't exactly produce a smoking gun, but there's plenty of circumstantial evidence that Peron, Briggs management, and a former UAW official named Melvin Bishop may have been behind the violence. In any event, if you have a Michigan history buff who needs a holiday present, check it out. Former Attorney General Frank Kelly said it's the best book on the history of the UAW that he's ever read. The author told me that his father, who died 6 years ago, said little about these events growing up. The kids knew Dad had been beaten up once, and the kids knew, though they weren't supposed to know, that he kept a gun for protection in his sock drawer. Yet much of this was a mystery to Ken until he started doing the research. He told me the book had a moral, that good things can happen when people stand up for their rights. And then he paused. This is a book about people, including my father, putting their lives and livelihoods on the line. I've never done that, he said with a touch of wonder, but these people did. Unions aren't what they used to be, and I asked Bob Morris if there's still hope for the labor movement. He hesitated and then said, I've got the hope that there is hope. I have to wonder what will happen if there isn't a labor movement or something like it. Whatever your politics, this book is well worth a read.